Okay, good evening, everybody. Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Minsfal Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Bas Yeshua Falak. And we also want to have the shir Zeche Nishmas Betzal Ben Avram Kadina, who was Nifter, and Rav Yitzchak Pastrach, a sponsor for the shir. Eloi Nishmaso. Okay, it's good to see everybody. Okay. How are you? How's the world?
Good, Rebbe. Holding steady.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
And Nathaniel, how are things in Texas?
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and George, what's new in L.A.?
Nothing new. I'm just staying in my house. I don't really know what's going on outside.
Okay.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Okay. And Elliot, you good?
Baruch Hashem, everything's fine, yeah.
Okay, Adam, how are you?
Thank God, everything's okay. Thank
okay, Rav Yossi? Good. And Michael Lebov? And Moshe Arf, and Elon, and Jonathan, Covey. It's good to see you all.
Hi. Good to see you, too.
Okay. Okay. Today we're going to do Packet Reish Mem Zayin, which is a continuation of Otsah. I think Bezer Shem, this is the 48th year of Otsah. Reish Mem Zayin, then Reish Mem Ches, Reish Mem Tes. And then we're going to do Abaz Hashem, the International Dateline. I want to give one shir, and that'll be the 250th shir Bez Hashem and Inyane Shabbos on the Lamates Malachas. Then we'll probably do Inyane Diyoma for the Yom Narayim. We still have a couple of more, you know, and then Bez Hashem we'll probably do Inyane Mukta following that. Okay, there is a sefer called the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Smag, which is a sefer that's quoted on every page of the Gemara. They always have in the top of the corner of the Shas about where these halachas are found in the Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah, where it's found in the Rambam. But the Rambam became a more popular sefer. But it discusses the smag, where it is in every smag. But somehow people don't use the smag the way they use the Rambam. Even though I was told by my friend Rav Yosef Wodnevsky, who heard from Rav Gershon Zaks, the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim, that in Radin on Simchas Torah, if they wouldn't have enough Sifrei Torah, they would give out copies of the smag to dance with the smag. So the smag also is a sefer that has kol haTorah kula. So the smag has something to say about Amir la'akum, which we're going to talk about today, and then we'll tie it into Hotzah, etc. So let's look on page 2. Tani mechilte kol melacha lo yasa mehem. Lo sase ata, v'lo yase chavercha. You can't do the malacha, your friend. V'lo yase hagoy malachtecha. And the goy shouldn't do your malacha. Now, if that's what it says in the Mechilta, it comes out, mashma, mikan she'osor Yisrael anich l'goy lasos malachto, b'em yontef, b'em shabbos min haTorah. Right? The simple pshat if you is that according to the Mechilta, according to what the Smag is quoting, kol malacha lo ye'asa behem, it doesn't speak from the lo sase in the second person, but lo ye'asa, it shouldn't be done. So that means that you shouldn't have malacha done for you, even by a goy, which normally we assume Amir al-Akum is only a din derabanan, and here it seemingly is saying that it's a din d'oraisa, not to have a melacha done for you, because it phrases it not lo sase melacha, lo yeyasa bohem. It shouldn't be done for you. So that would imply that even if something is 1 second. Hello, excuse me. Hello. Yes. I'm starting a shiur. Could I call you back after the shiur at 9:30, or it's something you need right now? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it right now. Excuse me, Rabbi. Yeah. It's okay. Don't worry. So 9 minutes. But it was good. Yeah, it was good. And did she have to clean out, or she was good up front? Yeah, okay. So it's either 9 or 10 minutes after Shkia. And that was already a week. When was that? That was last Wednesday night. Yeah, okay. So then the Thursday would be day one, and then the Mikra would be the night. Yeah, so it's okay. It's always a pleasure to speak. We don't speak enough, that's the problem. Okay, but it's fine. She could go, okay? Bye-bye. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So, so that's interesting. That's a din d'oraisa. So normally we assume Amir Lakum is only a din d'rabbanan. Well, in Moser lo haYisrael haMelacha be'erev Shabbos, but that's only if you give the goy to do it for you on Shabbos. But if, say, you gave it to the goy before Shabbos, and it's in his house, and you asked him to work on it on Shabbos, then it's mutter. Milvad shalo yehi be'beis shel Yisrael kasher bi'anu b'hilchos Shabbos. As long as it's in the goy's house. So then he writes, Omnam yesh lo mashu asmachta ba'alma. Maybe this whole thing is only an asmachta. Shim haysam min ha-Torah lo hayu chachamim matirim lasoso. Because if it would have been a nisa d'oraisa, having a goy do malacha for you, l'chor, it shouldn't be a difference whose house it is. Right? Lo hayu chachamim matirim lasoso af b'beisu shal goy fav masu me'ev Shabbos v'loshan lo yosa kosuv. But on the other hand, the Lashon is mashma that it's a real drasha midaraisa for going to do malacha on Shabbos. So this is a very interesting smag that he's discussing, that maybe it uses the Lashon lo yeyasa. That means it shouldn't be done. In other words, it's not about you doing it. It shouldn't be done. So we have to delve deeper into the words of the smag. Okay. Now there is a Gemara on page 3, which seemingly has nothing to do with what we discussed now, but we'll talk about. We're going to mention it now, and then later in the shiur we'll see how everything perhaps ties together. So, look in the Gemara on Kuf Amud Beis in Masech de Shabbos. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chia bar Ovin Rav Chisdu Rabba bar Huna de Ami Oso Mokom Arba Mamali Shofchen Didei Ahech Ishari Shadi Li Ba Oso Mokom Yisilev Shadi Li Adafna de Saf de Sfina. Say you have so you're in a boat and you have some water that you want to get rid of, some liquid you want to get rid of. So, So you could pour it out of the boat. It'll drip down the side of the boat and go into the sea. And this is presumably on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? Because a boat is a Rishus HaYachid, let's assume. The Yam is a Karmelis. So that means that you're being motzi from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. So how do you do that? So the Gemara says, Kocho b'karmelis lo gozer. In other words, if I throw something into the Rishus HaRabim, so that's from a Rishus HaYochid, that's also. Even if I just roll it, right? But by a karmelis, if something is, you pour it and it went on the, it reflected off the side of the boat, and then it went into the yam. So that's not a direct thing, a direct throw. It's going because of my strength. It's my koach. But if it's not direct, like if I throw it, something from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis, that's a direct hotzah into the Karmelis. But if I roll it, say I pour it on the in my house, and then it drips into the Karmelis. It goes onto the ground or onto the side of the boat and drips. So I would say that's also should be osir. But since Karmelis is only a derabanan, they were makel when it's only kochel. When it's kochel. Kochel but Karmelis lo gozru. Okay? Keep that in mind. Okay. So let's take a look. Tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kozhik. Now, before we get to the Kozhik Lava, let's look on page 8 and then 9. The Sefer Marach Or Zerua. Marach Or Zerua is Rechaim Or Zerua, is the son of the Or Zerua. So, on page 9, he quotes that same smag. Kosev B'Sefer HaMitzvahs, meaning Sefer HaMitzvahs Godel, meaning the smag. Tanya B'Mechilta Kol Malach HaLoyosev B'Hem HaLotasa Atov lo yasa lecha chavercha, yasa goy. Menira lo she'ena el asmachta. So one could say maybe it's an asmachta. But then a couple of lines down, the line that begins gemura. V'li nira shedrasha gemurahi, v'asur midaraisa. But he thinks that. That it's a drasha gemura, but it depends. If you already set a sum of money, how much you're going to... In other words, the guy just has to do the job. He said the job is $100. So he already kotzatz. Right? If you didn't kotzatz the amount, so then we view it as if you're doing for the Israel. But once he was kotzatz, so now he he's owed the money, so now he's doing it Adaita the Nafshe, because he already was kotzatz how much money he's going to get, so now he's doing it to get the money. If he wasn't kotzatz, even though he's going to get the money eventually, then we view it as if he's doing it for the Israel. So therefore, he thinks it's a deraisa if you were kotzatz, because then you're doing something for the Israel, and you didn't make up what the sum is. If you already made the sum, then you're getting this sum, and now you're doing it for yourself. But he's entertaining the possibility that if you weren't kotzatz aschum, and then you're doing it for Israel, he thinks it's a din d'oraisa. Well, so again, this is another. So this is a very fascinating idea. Of having Amir La'akum being a malacha, being something daraisa. I mean, if we would keep this in mind, this smag, we wouldn't be as lenient as sometimes we are to get a guy to do things for us. So the Eretz Zvi, the Kosher Glover, he has a fascinating approach to explain the smog. A fascinating approach. He said, let's look inside on page 11. He says, "Ata aver ma dolohitim rak shvus de shvus magam mitzvah lo shvus rechanei bevis Yosef b'shem smag damir lo nochre osim yksiv lo yosef alocha." Because he said, "Imkei lam hutzuchu chazal lesor mitzad amir lo nochre shvus." In other words, we know throughout Shas, amir lo akum is called the shvus, the rabbanan. But if amir lo akum is already osim midaraisa, which the Mechilta seemingly is saying, then why in the world do we have to? Why did Chazal have to ask him midarabbanan if it's already asked him midaraisa? Chazal asked him midarabbanan when there's no issa daraisa. There's already an issa daraisa here. Why? So if you hold that it's an asmachta, so fine. But the smag in itself, when the marach or zerua, seemingly say that it's not so clear that it's a daraisa. It's not so clear. They might, you know. So what's the pshat? So he wants to say like this. The kashal them. They came. Lam hutzruchus chazal lesser mitzara mira lenochri shvus. Typically, dosim in a Torah. So now he's gonna make it a fascinating approach. Everything that Kosher Glover says is fascinating. Everything, just everything. I told you there was a Rav in Kew Garden Hills, Rav Shedrowitzky. He was a chavrusa of Yitzchak Zilberstein in Slobodka in Eretz Yisrael, and he remembers when Yitzchak Zilberstein got engaged to Rav Elyashiv's daughter, and he spent the first Shabbos with Rav Elyashiv. Rav Elyashiv had just received the Eretz Zvi for the first time. And the whole Shabbos, he was learning through the Sefer. So near the nearest day, the whole bunch of Osu Chazal Amir Lenochri, Flavi Isuminatora, Acharesha Gozu Chazal, Shuv Osuminatora, Kamki Mitzad Loyasa Malacha. He says it starts off with an Issa Darabonin, and then the Issa Darabonin makes it an Issa Daraisa. What does that mean? So this is what he's going to say. A fascinating pshat. Every time in the week of Das Rambam, so first he quotes the Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchas Malva Velova. If a person is lending money to another Jew, beribis, so that's an issa daraisa. If it's ribis katsutza, meaning I say I'm giving you $100, you have to give me $200 back. That was the original deal. That's called ribis katsutza, and that is an issa daraisa. But what if you lend the money to a Jew and you make a guy a shliach? Tim omer the guy b'shlichus haYisrael, l'halvos lo beribus ma'osuf shal Yisrael. In other words, you tell the guy to lend the Jew's money, so you make the guy the shliach. In other words, one Jew is lending another Jew money through a shliach of who's the guy. So normally, what's the klal? Ain't shlichus la'akum. Ain't shlichus la'akum. So how does it work? How come there's shlichus here? So he said, the Rambam says, "Im omer l'goy b'shlichus Yisrael, halvos lo b'ribis ma'osim shel Yisrael, havi ribis k'tzutz, v'yotze b'dayonim." So there is the concept of yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra, that there could be shlichus for a goy l'chumra. But Rishon Mzal Hikshu al zeh, came in the ain shlichus la'akum rach l'chumra, ech yezem ribis k'tzutza. V'atu yesh chiluk midaraisa ben l'chumra ben l'kula. I mean, what does this mean? How does this work? So he says that, like the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos, if a person violates Shabbos, for example, he's considered like a mumer, right? He's considered a mumer. He has a status like a goy. Mumer dino ka'akum. So he says like this. And if you violate the Rabbanan of Shabbos, maybe you're a Mumer Midrabbanan. And you're like, again, you still have a Chiv Mitzvahs. That doesn't go away. In other words, your Chiv Mitzvahs is still there. But Lagabi, certain things, a person's Mechal Shabbos, Befarhesia, whatever, is Dino Ka'akum. And if he does a Derabbanan, then it's also a Dino Ka'akum on a Derabbanan level. So he says like this. So if a person is lending ribbis, is lending beribbis, so legabe the din of ribbis, he's considered like a goy, because he's a mumer for this mitzvah of ribbis. So he says like this. The pshat in the halacha is that the reason why there's no shlichus la'akum, say I tell an akum to be mafrish challah for me. I'm not home, so you take the dough for me. But I'm a Jew, and you're a guy. So we're not on the same plane. So therefore, you can't be my shlich. Because shlucha ka'onim kemoso. We have to be on the same plateau. Shlucha shalonim kemoso. However, if the yid does something to do an aveira b'mezid, so then lagabi that mitzvah, lagabi that thing, he is considered like a goy. So when a person is malva ribbis to Israel, and he uses a goy as a shliach, then what? Then the yid is like a goy. So a goy could be a shliach for a goy, because now they're on the same level. So he wants to say like this, that Amir al-Akum is an Issud Rabbanan. So if you tell a goy to do something for you, and you when you're not allowed to, so you're like a mumer for Shabbos. You're like a dino ka'akum. So b'meila, so since you violated the iser drabanan of amir la'akum when there was no heter, so you're like an akum. And b'meila, when the akum does it for you, it's like an akum doing it for an akum. And b'meila, what? Then you end up violating an iser deraisa, because shlichus, there's no shlichus, because you're a Yisrael and he's a goy. But if you become a goy, legabi certain halachas, then you're on the same league, and then that could turn into a daraisa. That's his yisod, and that's he bases it on the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can have a, if the goy is a shliach for Yisrael who's malva v'ribis, since he's malva v'ribis, he's a mumer legabi the din of malva v'ribis. He's considered a goy. So then when the goy is doing it for the Yisrael, who's not also a goy, so then the shlichus, because the din is ma'atam b'bris af shluchechem b'bris. The idea is you have to be on the same level. So if you're a yid, and you didn't do anything wrong, you're a yid, and you tell mafrish challah for me, it doesn't work, because you're a yid, he's a goy. But if you're doing something that's violating the Torah, which makes you a mumer, then he could even be a shlich, because he's a goy, you're a shtick goy also. That's the pshat in the smag. Once, you see, Chazal made an Issa Drabanan, once they made an Issa Drabanan, if you violate that Issa Drabanan, you're considered a mumer, and therefore when he does it for him, he's a goy, so he can be your shlich. And that's how he explains it. So he says on page 12, Tavgam the Isid Rabbanan ain't Nifsel Bloch, Mikol Bloch, but also Aidish Babur, Nifsel Possel Bloch Ross. Migoy Lagois, third line on page 12, on the right side. Migoy Lagoy, Harayesh Lichus. Okay, now we read some reasons to suit. Samach Lazar, the Harry Das Mogan have run the Murma in the Nasa Shlech, the Lachoshim members. We came in the Dina Kogoy, the Shlichus, who did the Menu Lagoy, the Mamon Lagoy, the Shlichus, the Dias Afok, etc. Oh. So then, he has a. There's a famous kasha from the Chasam Sofer. See, if this is all true, then so what's pshat, if you hold from this Rambam, Yishlichus Lachem L'Chumra, so then maybe the Chasam Sofer is the kasha. So then how come when the Chasam Sofer is the kasha, so how come when you tell a guy to turn on the lights for you? So why don't you say Yishlichus Lachem L'Chumra, and therefore it should be an Issa D'Raisa? So the Chasam Sofer on page 16 has a Yisod, and then we'll have to see how this works in with the Kashuk Lover. His famous Yisod is, "Ligin Menucha Shabbos L'Shach Sheshlucha Kemoso Tatorik Pida Al Menuchas Gufo." On Shabbos, it's not shaykh to have a din of shlichus, because Shabbos is toloi. Am I physically doing labor, or am I not physically doing labor? So even if you want to say the shlichus is chal, but lemaisa, I'm lying in bed. I appointed you as my shlich. So even if you want to say there is shlichus, so halachically, it's like I did something. But bottom line is, I didn't do a physical act. So in Shilcha Shabbos, it's all toloi in the physical body of the person. Dilin menucha Shabbos lo shachshi, she has shlucha kemosu da torik pida al menuchas gufal shel Yisrael v'lo gufa malacha. Oh, so that's what the Chasam Sofer says. It's impossible to violate Shabbos midaraisa if you're just not physically doing anything. So even if you want to say there's shlichus for Akum, but it's not going to work for Hilcha Shabbos. So let's see inside. But the question is, why don't you? So he says like this. You go back to page 12. Hinei b'shut chasam sofer, where the arrow is on the right. Hiksha im name the Rambam yishlichus lenochrim and atoru lechumra. In kein lama amir lenochrim b'shabbos rak shvus. If the shlichus, so why is that only the rabbanon? V'tir it's a shani shabbos that atoru lekpida al guf hamalacha rak al shvises ha'odom. The odom harei shovis. Avogav the shluchu shel odom kemoso, mikol mokom hamshalech yesh lo menucha. Vze ikar tachli shvisa shabbos. Oh, so now. So he says like this. So how come by Amir al-Akum? There was say I appoint a Jew as a shliach, it's not going to work. But since Chazal Asid Amir la'akum, so the Mela, I'm like a guy, so it's from a guy to a guy. Kimumer l'chol haTorah, k'mo shekosav Rabbi Kivega, Aliba the Rambam. He can shuv also min haTorah. Migoy l'goy yeshlichus. V'shapik kosav asmag. The boss of the Omer Rabbanon, Amir l'nochri shvus yesh bo isem misad lichus. Well, so that's his yisod, how it works. The pshat of the smag. So now, so he wants to say that if Chazal asked something for you to do, and that, so the Rabbanon makes it a daraisa, and that's the pshat and the smag, because now you're a goy. But he says one hotzah is different than any other malacha. So he said in a previous shiur that hotzah. You see, all the malachas that we have in the Lamites malachas, the person is doing it, he's doing the action. So you can discuss, maybe someone else could do the action for you. But by Hatzah, the Pshat is, it's not just the action, the result. It's the malach of Hatzah, as you explained previously, is you moving out of from one rishus to another rishus together with the item. It's not only on the item, it's on you as you yourself. See, by other things, it's the action to cook, to bake. It's you did something that now is causing this to bake. But the malacha, you just did the malacha. The malacha is not you, it's you did. But here, the malacha is the combination of you yourself accompanying another object out from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and Mimela, that's called a Dovisha Begufo. Whenever there's a mitzvah Begufo or an Avera Begufo, for example, you can't have someone put on tefillin for you. Even you make a Mishliach, that's the famous Tosis Rid. It's a Dovisha Begufo. So the Malacha of Hotzah is a Malacha Begufo. Because it's not only the action, but the begufish shegufo yotza ima chayfetz. The came in the mezelo shaych shlichus. So you can't have shlichus on your body. You can't make a shlich that you go out. Ki ilu I went out. I didn't go out. But you, in other words, theoretically, you can say you cooked for me on Shabbos. So it's as if I cooked, because it's only the question of the action. But here, it's more than just an action. It's the malacha is me going out from Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim together as an escort, together with some item that I'm taking out with. So Mimela, that would be a Dovah Shebegufa, and it's not shaykh to have Amira La'akum. So Mimela, he says, maybe there's no Shapir yesh lemudogam shvus echa b'mokam mitzvah kevin shechinu shapir yesh lahatir amir lenochim b'otzah filu below mitzvah. He says maybe, again, we don't really assume like this lahalacha, but this is like a limud zchus. That maybe in all malachas, amir la'akum is mutter if it's, you know, some poskim hold it has to be b'mokam mitzvah, some it has to be a shvus to shvus tafka b'mokam mitzvah. But he says by hotzah, maybe there's no din of Amir La'akum by Hatzah. I feel below, even if it's not Derech Mitzvah. Why? The Mutter, Fikevich is a Chil Shabbi Yesh Lahatir Amir L'Nochri by Hatzah, I feel below Mitzvah. Why? So he says, because Amir. So he says, by Hotzah, you're not going to, there's no Shlicha, so it's not going to become a Nisa Daraisa. See, other Amir La'akums, since you violated the Rabbanan, you become a Mumer, and Mimela, if you have somebody do it for you, it's like the Goy is doing it for the Mumer, who's also a Goy. So then you have a Din Shlichas. But by Hotzah, you don't have Shlichas by Hotzah. Tloshav Shlichas. So Rachnisha Shavus. So by Amira Lanochri, by Hotzah, since there's no Shlichus, then it'll never become a Daraisa. The Smag's word is every Amira La'akum, the Rabbanan makes it a Daraisa. Because once you violate the Rabbanan, you're considered a Mumer. And you consider like a guy. And then when you have the guy do it for you, it's like a guy doing it for a guy. But that's by all other things. But by Hotzah is something begufo, so then there's no shlicha, so then it's only a derabanan. So any time you tell a guy to do something, it's only going to be an issa derabanan. Right? And therefore, but it has to be mokum mitzvah. It has to be mokum mitzvah. So where's the mitzvah? It might be, sometimes it might be a mitzvah. But to just say, tell somebody, take this out in the street for me. Well, what's the mitzvah? So he said, it's always a mitzvah. Because since it's a mitzvah for a goy to do malacha on Shabbos, because goy sheshavas is chayv misa. So it says, kaitz v'chorav v'parsak anoch, yom v'lai lo yishbosu. So, and when you tell a guy to do a malacha, that's by itself a mokum mitzvah. So, b'meila, anytime you tell a guy to carry something out for you, see, if you tell him to do another malacha, then we say that's considered, it makes you a mumar, and then it's a yeshlichus, and then it's like a daraisa, so then it's not going to just be mutter b'mokum mitzvah, but by Hotzah, there's no Shlicha, so it's only the Rabbanan. So it's only the Rabbanan, Mokum Mitzvah is Mutter. So, and it's a built-in Mokum Mitzvah. Because any time you tell a guy to do Hotzah, you're helping him not violate the Isser of Goy Sheshavas Chayv Misa. Wow. So therefore he says, that's why people are Makel on Hotzah. To have goyim do hotzah, even though, again, this is only a limud chus. I'm not telling you to do this lachatchila. You know, a lot of the pilpulim, he's melamed chus on what people do. But then he wants to say another vort. He says a fascinating vort here. And now we can go back to he says, so why? So that's one thing. Now he wants to give another pshat. Why people you get goyim to do hotzah on Shabbos? On the bottom, on page 12, on the left side, the nira lani yazdaiti heter acher dine haravzal mekutches achron. The Alter Rebbe in the kutches achron says that amir lanochri shvus, amir lachem nochri shvus yesh shlichas lachem lachumra. So it's as if the Jew did it. So if you assume that like the Shita is that we don't have Rishus HaRabim b'zman hazeh, so everything's just a Carmelus. Right, if you hold that we don't, that you need Shishim, especially in those days where they, you know, they didn't have Shishim Rebo in the Shtot. So some Rishonim held Eilanu Rishus Harabim. The question is, b'zman hazeh we have Shishim Rebo, and people still want to say Eilanu Rishus Harabim, that becomes more problematic. But in the old places that they didn't have Shishim Rebo, so it's a machlokes Rishonim. Do you need Shishim Rebo? We don't need it. Is it enough just to have streets that Tazai Nama, or do you need Shishim Rebo? So he says like this, when you get a guy to carry something in the street, right? So if you hold a shlichus la'akum l'chumra, so shlichus la'akum l'chumra, even if you want to say, not like what we said before, that there is shlichus even v'hotzah, but he says, Hotzah kazu shu rak mitzad shlichus v'adei lo odav mikocho. Wow. Then he says, just like we said, kocho bekarmelis glogazrinon, right? We said that, right? You remember the original case we had in the beginning of the shiur, that if you take water and you're in the boat, which is a rishus yochid, and then you pour the water out on the side of the boat, and it goes into the yam, and you're not chayiv because kocho and kocho bekarmelis glogazrinon, right? So he says, if there would be shlichus by Shabbos, it wouldn't be more than just kochel, because l'maisa, you didn't do it. It's only considered ke'ilu, you did it because you set shlichus into, but it can't be more chomer than kochel. And since kochel b'karmelis lo gazrinon, so even if you want to say that there's shlichus, even by Hotzah, not like we said before, maybe shlichus, there's no shlichus by Hotzah, because Hotzah is an averish of a gufo. Maybe there is shlichus, but he says shlichus wouldn't be more you than when you appointed, than when you actually did it yourself, but it was kochel. So he says any time you make a shliach to do something for you on Shabbos in the realm of Hotzah, if you assume b'zman hazeh that we don't have a rishus harabim, maybe that's all considered kochel. And kocho b'karmelis lo gozru. Wow. So that's another fascinating. So again, one mahalach is he wanted to say that there's no shlichus by a goy. But when it comes to Hotzah, because Hotzah is an Aver Shabagufo. So you can't pick, because the whole, part of the Hotzah is you going out with the object. So if I point you to go out, you take it out, and it's not me, then I didn't go out with it. So it's like you putting on tefillin for me. It doesn't work. So you doing Hotzah for me doesn't work either. Because the Hotzah, the Malacha, is not just the action, it's the goof. The goof going out. Oh.
So that's, in case of the katano, so then if you maintain that it's everything is karmel, then you can have a katan also carry for
it. Oh, so now we're going to get to the tunnel. You're five steps ahead of me. You're five steps ahead. So we're gonna see that in a second. So that's here on page 13. Ulfi HaOmer, you see, Natanel on page 13 on the right side, Ulfi HaOmer.
Yeah.
Ulfi HaOmer, Yesh Od Lilmud Zchus Al Minog Lahotzi B'Shabbos Kodesh Al Day Katan. He says, maybe we can now have Mimelamit Zchus for people that get Ketanim to carry for them on Shabbos. In other words, till now we were talking about the Limud Zchus for Goyim to carry for you on Shabbos. And we said, maybe because the whole Amir al-Akam is based on Shlichus, and there's no Shlichus by itself. That was one Mahalach. Or we said that there is Shlichus by Hotzah, but it's like, at least like Kocho. And if you hold, we don't have Rishus HaRabim, it'll be Kocho B'Karmelis. So that's by a Goy. Now let's talk about a Katan. It says, Ulfi HaOmor, Yesh od lilmod zchus ala minag lahotzi b'shabbos kodesh loy katan. Dinei yesh rotzu lilmod zchus machmas divrei Rashba. Some wanted to say based on the Rashba. The Rashba says you could have a katan do a derabanan for you. Right? That was the whole discussion. If you hold we don't have rishus harabim, so could you get a katan to carry for you? Because maybe it's only a derabanan, and the Rashba shita is that you can give a katan a nisa derabanan to do against the Rambam. This is the Rabban Safina Lakotan Biadaim, Vayom Einlon Rishus Harabim Daraisa. For this Kerhetazeh, that's the discussion of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Pharisee Israel said it was okay, and Rabbi Kiva Eger said no, because when you give a cotton to do, it's only if it's for him. But if he's doing it for you, even the Rabbanan is no good. That was Rabbi Kiva Eger's retort to the Tiferes Israel. The meaning tiltal hasvar lebeis haknesses. Rabbi Kiva Eger docha heterzeh. Zankos aper kol kisvei daaf. The Rashba Lo safina le yisur rak le torchav lo torchenu, right? Kakos a rashba. L'chora kosha lama yeh osa le torchenu kevin da fin vispoz lo yadayim shari rashba kosa le choshav ki lo ovi mitzu v'kosha afil le tzavus le hedya shari ak lo kosha midi de venosin lo isu bi yadayim lo chav shlichu da daita de nafshi kovit kevin shula anoso. Words, when he's doing it for himself, then it's no shlichus. Aval tzavas lo lasas isu b'shlichuso osu. Besud arashba mishehechshich ata mishum do lo tase malach ata bincha v'yom malo v'rom yisayat. Yeah. So he wants to say that what? That the iser of a katan doing malacha for a gadol is if he's doing it for the father, then he's a shliach. Then he's a shliach of the father. Right? Komoka mutal of mom come here. Hachanami machel is beno iser lo chashiv shluchu klal, v'lo havi klal, lo tasa ato bincha, da ilo yishayachas lo malacha zu klal, sh'osil tzor ha'av, as chashiv shluchu shalaf. Yesh lav chel malacha, alkein over belav lo tasa ato bincha. Nimtza, He said, if you have a cotton do carry for you in our Rishus Rabbims, so it should be mutter. Why? Because there is an Isser l'hazir gdolim al ktanim. It's not shaykh, because there is isur drabbanan safina lo biyadayim. But this is only an isur drabbanan, according to the Rashba, and then it's okay. If he's doing it for us, does that also gam be isur drabbanan? Harizem a pascha chashiv shagam ha'av osa. Imkei mutam b'shus rabim didan the kochuk b'karmelis lo goza. So he says like this, so if you, a cotton is carrying for you, so let's say, you give some cotton to carry. So if he's carrying it for himself, so then it's not shlichus. Because he's doing it for himself. It's not shlichus. And if he's doing it for the father, right, and therefore, so it's not lahazik dolam alaktanim, because it's not, he's not doing it for me. So he's not my, he's not my shlich.
It's no shlichus for a cotton anyway. God is the same as a guy, no?
Right. So maybe the same idea. Maybe the Rabbanon, the Chumra, there's shlichus, like by a guy. So he's saying like this. So he's saying, but the Maisa, there's a din of los asa melocha ato bincha. So he can't do it for me. So if he's doing it, so that we view it as like a form of shlichus when he's doing it for me. He's doing it himself. Then it's not a problem. We say losas amalocha ato bincho when he's doing it for you, because he's for this purpose. He's like a shliach for this iser, for this avera. He's like a shliach. So he says manavshach. If he's doing it for himself, not for me, so he's not my shliach. It's losas. It's not. And it's an iser drabbanan. I can even let him do it. But if he's doing it for me, so you could say that what? That there is shlichus, because he's doing it for me. But if you hold that our Rishus HaRabbis today are only what? Are only Carmelises. So he's doing it for me. He's not my shliach. But a shliach is no more chomer than kocho. And kocho be Carmelis is mutter. Chashiv shegam ha'av osev, he came muter rishus harabim didon. The kochah b'karmel is lo gozer rabbanon. The masha ma'aseh shal shliach mechasach m'shalech lo odiv mikochah. Kam otzol osefin l'katan, haynu b'rishus harabim d'oraisa. So he says, Abba, the Gemara says you can't have a katan do something for you. That's talking about a real rishus harabim. But his chap, so he has two major chaps here. One is to say that there's no Amir al-Akum, that the smak sheet is that Amir al-Akum is that the Rabbanon makes yourself a mumer and then the shlichus midoraisa, because then you're both goyim. And therefore it turns into a doraisa. But he says, but that chap you can't say by hotzah, because hotzah is an avera begufo. Not like other averas that you just do the action. It's mamish, the avera is you going out with the item. So therefore that's not shayach shlichus. So by hotzah, it'll only be a derabbanan. And then once it's an only derabbanan, then we can, you know, say b'mokum mitzvah, it could be mutter. That was one idea. And the other idea he wants to say is that hotzah, that once we assume that we don't have reshus harabim b'zman hazeh, so then it's only a karmelis, but a karmelis also should be usher. But then shlichus should, shlichus can't be, is not going to be more chomer than what? Than kocho. Because kocho is mamish, my koach. I put the water on the thing and it rolled down. And that doesn't apply to a karmelis, so shlichus certainly shouldn't apply, because shlichus is not my physical thing. It's a halachic concept, a halachic construct that it's ilu I did it, but lemaisa I didn't do it. It's not even my kochel. So if you even want to say the shlichus, but shlichus can't make it more chomer than kochel. And kochel bekarmelus lo gozru, so to shlichus bekarmelus lo gozru. And if Amir al-Akum is midin shlichus, so it won't work. So that's wow, that's a fascinating. It's a harifus. Again, a lot of the things he says, you know, are a limud zchus. It's not like we're trying to tell you go and do this lechatchila. You understand? You shouldn't walk away now we have a heter lechatchila to go ahead and tell goyim to carry things for us. And you know, he was such a big goyim that he was able to mefalpel and find heterim. But the heterim he meant to be, at least in this tshuva, as a limud zchus, not as a lechatchila. He writes it. Yesh ol lilmol tzchus. That's what he always speaks, right? He wants to be malamet tzchus. Yesh lilmol tzchus. And that's what he writes in the middle. Normally we say you need a shvus to shvus b'mokum mitzvah. Shvus echad is not sufficient. And he explains why. Because if you only have one shvus, that shvus could be a doraisa. But if it's two shvusin, so then it's still only going to be you can't make a doraisa when the whole issue is only a derabbanan. So he's doing a derabbanan for you. So but if Amir al-Akum is on a doraisa, then it makes the Amir al-Akum doraisa. And then, but it's a shvus. The shvus is mutter. But Amir al-Akum never becomes a doraisa b'hatzah for two reasons. Either because hatzah is considered an avera begufo, just like tefillin is a mitzvah begufo, this is an avera begufo. It's a very fine line. There's that Rav Lezer Polchinski in his Sefer Shlom Yehuda has this for it. He was machaber to this idea. Rav Chaim Yaakov Govel like to say it over, that hotzah is different. That hotzah yeguf is an integral part of the avera. Mashenkin other things is you just did the action, but it's not the guf is not an integral part of the action. So, so either there's no shlichus by hotzah, and Amir al-Akum is based on shlichus l'chumra, or even if there is shlichus, but if we want to assume that our rishus harabims aren't rishus harabims and only kalmris, so then shlichus would only be kocho. And kocho becomes lo gazrinan, so shlichus is even less than kocho. So certainly shlichus lo gazrinan, and that was the yisod of the kosher glover. So that's a fascinating pshat he has here in this issue. Okay, so this is what I wanted to talk about this evening. The concept of Amir al-Akum by Hotzah, specifically by Hotzah, which is maybe more kal than other things. But other things maybe could become a deraisa according to the smog. This is only a drabanan, and then maybe it's only a drabanan, maybe it's not even a drabanan. If it's kocho b'karmelis, or it's already b'mokha mitzvah, and maybe all hotzah is mokha mitzvah for the guy, because once he does hotzah, then he doesn't violate the law, the isser of keeping Shabbos. That's why there's a whole discussion when, you know, if a guy was mal, this is a whole big discussion, if a guy was mal, a potential ger, was mal v'lo tovel, he doesn't go to the bris mila, does a bris mila, and then he has to get healed, and then he goes to the mikvah. So it could be a Shabbos is in between. So what, does he keep that Shabbos or not to keep the Shabbos? So it's a big discussion. There was a whole thing in Yerushalayim when he was keeping Shabbos, and they found out, they told him to be mechal Shabbos, so some say he should keep Shabbos, but one of the eitzes that's given by the Achronim is that he should wear tzitzis. So Mamela, if he wears tzitzis, so it could be that if he's not mitzuvah yet in tzitzis, it would be hotzah on the strings. And therefore he would violate hotzah. So that would be, that was, instead of telling him to turn on a light, it's telling him to wear tzitzis and go in the street. That was one of the eitzes of the Achronim. And since he's not chayv and tzitzis yet, it would be a hotzah on the chutim. That was the discussion. Okay, Rabosei, it's good to see you all. Should be well again. If we thank the Rav for bringing us all together, you know, in these difficult times, and Bez Hashem, one day we should, you know, be able to be back in the norm. But till then, we appreciate the Rav for helping us continuing the shiurim, and Bez Hashem, anyone who wants to sponsor shiur can go online, and we thank Rav Yitzchak Pestreich for being one of the sponsors this evening, for Bezalel and Rav Avram, and Bez Hashem, you should all be well, and Bez Hashem, we should continue next Wednesday night, Bez Hashem, Siyata Nishmaya.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good to see you all. Good to see you all.
Thank you so much, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay, culture.
Thank you, Rabbi.